WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. I am so excited to be spending this time with you. Thank you for tuning in to 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. This week, we will be sharing some information on the Broadway musical, Sweet Charity. Sweet Charity is a musical with music by Cy Coleman, lyrics by Dorothy Fields, and book by Neil Simon. The original production was directed and choreographed by Bob Fosse and starred Fosse's wife, Gwen Verdon. Based on an Italian film, Sweet Charity centers on a New York dance hall hostess and her failures at trying to find love. It premiered on Broadway in 1966 and was nominated for 9 Tony Awards, winning the Best Choreography Award for Fosse. The show opens with Charity meeting her boyfriend in Central Park. Charity imagines all the wonderful compliments that she wishes Charlie would be saying to her. In return, she tells him how handsome she thinks he is in the song, "You Should See Yourself."
See yourself like tonight. You're 100-watt electric light. You're a blockbuster buster. You got class. And when you make a pass, man, it's a pass. Mad, ooh, Jack, you're mad. How those corny jokes turn me on. And I laugh till I'm gone. When you switch to a seductive mood, I'm not stuck on you, lover. I am glued in that college type rah-rah-dee-da-tweed. Do I wilt? Boy, are you built. You're so strong, you've got muscles you don't need. Yes, yes, indeed. Wild, ooh, dead, you're wild. Yourself in my eyes. You're a blue ribbon Pulitzer Prize. Hey, you know what I did today? I went looking for furniture. Bedroom sets, kitchen sets, bedroom sets. Dining room sets, bedroom sets. And I got all the money for the down payment right here. My dowry. Dreams I had not. Dreams now I've got. You're Old Glory, man. Ooh, yes, you are. In my flag, you're the 51st star. You should see yourself and inspect yourself. Hey, get a mirror, man, and reflect yourself. You should see yourself as I see you now.
At the end of the song, rather than stroll off together hand in hand, Charlie pushes Charity into the lake and steals her purse. At the Fandango dance hall, Charity tells her fellow hostesses and herself that Charlie had been trying to save her, not drown her. Nikki, a fellow dancer, tells Charity that she runs her heart like a hotel, people always checking in and checking out. The hostess dancers then break into the song Big Spender, which is one of the most well-known songs in the musical. There have been many covers of the song over the years, such as artists Peggy Lee, Chaka Khan, Bette Midler, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Queen, the Pussycat Dolls, and Dee Snider and Cyndi Lauper. Let's hear what all the hubbub is about.
The miniature walked in the joint. a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. About a few laughs, I can show you a good time. Do you wanna have fun, fun, fun?
How's about a few
fun laughs,
fun laughs,
fun laughs?
I can show you a
fun
laughs,
good time.
Fun.
What do you say to her?
Hey, how's about a
laugh? I could give you some.
Are you ready for some
fun?
How would you like a
let me show you a
good time?
Hey, big spender!
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Charity is always plagued with the unfulfilled desires for a loving boyfriend. She expresses her disappointment in her love life in the song, Charity's Soliloquy.
Can I remember how this song and dance began? Yes, I can. Damn right I can. It began, well, anyway, you see, there was this man who stopped and asked me if I knew which way was Lexington Avenue. He said, I'm going to Bloomingdale's. I said, I'm going to Bloomingdale's. So we hoofed it over to Bloomingdale's. He wanted to buy some jockey shorts. Then he said, Miss, would you like a cup of tea or maybe some 7-Up? I left the tip, picked up the tab for the jockey shorts and the taxi cab. He dropped me off and I burned. Boy, let that be a lesson to you. Lower the boom, girl, lower the boom. But what can you do when he knocks on your door? 'Cause they locked him out of his furnished room. So he moves in. He moves in with his jockey shorts and a paper bag, nothing else. He needs toothpaste and a toothbrush and pajama tops. He needs razor blades, a razor, and a comb, several. He needs sistering and brothering and fathering and mothering. He needs a hat to hang up in my flat and call it home. Time at all, I find we're very much in love, and I'm blushing like a sentimental slob. And he's kissing me and hugging me, and all the time he's bugging me to go out and try to find myself a better paying job. Comes July, 98 degrees. He wants a coat, wants a fur-lined coat, fur collar, cuffs, the works. While I really didn't begrudge it when I figured out my budget for that coat, I had to dance with something like 1,100 jerks. Now comes February, 10 degrees. I need a coat. Need a coat to walk his poodle that I bought. So he gives me his old sweatshirt, a muffler and a stretcher, and I give to him the bronchial pneumonia that I caught. Then I give him pocket money, poker money, smoking money, skating money, bowling money, movie money, haircut money, shoeshine money, money for a bill from Louie's bar, money for a bill from Maxie's bar, money for a bill from Charlie's bar. But will he ask for Subway money? Nah, he won't want Subway money. 'Cause it turns out the bum wants to go to Florida. Come on down. Now hear this and get this, oh Susanna, amen. This big fat heart ain't gonna be torn apart ever, ever, ever again. Olé!
You are listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5. Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. This week, we are toying with the Broadway musical, Sweet Charity. On the street, Charity has a chance run-in with film star Vittorio Vidal, who is having an argument with his girlfriend. Looking to incite jealousy in his departing girlfriend, Vidal takes Charity under his wing to be his replacement date for the evening. They enter a nightclub where everyone is dancing to the song Rich Man's Frug. Even though the song doesn't have lyrics, I want to play it for you because it is such a fun toe-tapping tune. It reminds me of surfer music.
Bang!
Having not eaten since breakfast, when Vidal takes her on the dance floor, Charity faints. So Vidal takes her back to his hotel room to rest. There in the room, Charity and Vidal bond, as he is struck by her honesty and humor. When Vidal goes off to fetch Charity a signed photo to prove the night happened, Charity breaks into one of the best songs in the musical, If My Friends Could See Me Now.
If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wowee, look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, my little dusty group, traipsing around this million-dollar chicken coop, I'd hear those thrift shop cats say, brother, get her, draped on a bedspread made from three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. I wanna build up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. If they could see me now, alone with Mr. B, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d', I hear my body saying, crazy, what gives? Tonight she's living like the other half lives. To think the highest brow, which I must say is he, should pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Charity decides that she wants to better herself and seeks to join a self-help group, only to get stuck in an elevator with a claustrophobic man named Oscar. In the broken elevator, Charity and Oscar bond. When they are rescued, Charity agrees to accompany Oscar to a service at the Rhythm of Life Church, which turns out to be a hippie culture version of a church, exemplified in the song, The Rhythm of Life.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common-law wife, spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat, puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm
rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your veil and rhythm in your street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet.
Gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge,
blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Then he was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a Fretton operation down below, with a fire pipe a-blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Then he was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a Fretton operation down below, with a fire pipe a-blowing while the muscatel was flowing.
Fly to daddy, flip your wings and fly to daddy. Fly, fly, fly to daddy.
Take a dive and swim to daddy. Take a dive and swim to daddy. Take a dive and swim to daddy. Swim, swim, swim to daddy. Get the floor and...
Oscar and Charity end up falling head over heels for each other. But Charity is scared that he will leave her if he finds out what she does for a living. Finally, she does tell him. And much to her surprise, he says he doesn't care and that he wants to marry her. There is a farewell party for Charity at the dance hall in which the manager of the club sings, "I love to cry at weddings."
It's tough for a loudmouth mutt like me, who all the time bellows like a bull, make with the words about the missus to be, when what you think is an empty heart, Miss Bull. Tomorrow when you say I do, I'll die. I'm almost too ashamed to how I love to cry at weddings. I walk into a chapel and get happily hysterical. The ushers and attendants, the family dependents, I see them and I start to sniff. Have you an extra handkerchief? And all through the service, while the bride and groom look nervous, tears of joy are streaming down my face.
Down his face.
I love to cry at weddings.
Anybody's wedding, anytime, anywhere.
And all that jazz.
The man you rest your head with, the man you share your bed with, is married to you, so you know he won't jump up and dress and blow.
I could marry Herman and be permanently sorry. We would make a really lousy pair. But gee, I want a wedding, any kind of wedding,
any time, any place, anywhere.
Into a chapel and get happily hysterical.
The ushers and attendants, the family dependents,
I see them and I start to sniff. Have you an extra handkerchief?
And all through the service, while the bride and groom look nervous,
I drink champagne and sing Sweet Adeline. I love to cry at weddings, everybody's wedding.
Just as long as it's not mine, I love to cry at weddings. Anybody.
thank you for tuning in to 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. This week, we are toying with the Broadway musical, Sweet Charity.